Gathered at London's High Court, refugee campaigners awaiting a ruling on legal challenges to the British government's stated aim to send the vast majority of people seeking asylum in the UK automatically to Rwanda to have their claims processed and, if successful, to be settled there. For the most part, the judges found in favour of the government. Lord Justice Lewis writing, "We have concluded that it is lawful for the government to make arrangements for relocating asylum seekers to Rwanda and for their asylum claims to be determined in Rwanda rather than the UK. However, the Home Secretary must consider properly the circumstances of each individual claimant." The court ruled that had not been done in the case of eight individual asylum seekers whose deportation to Rwanda was called off in June after the European Court of Human Rights intervened.
People will have watched this judgment carefully today, and they will know now that there is a legal route open to them to challenge any of the decisions made by the Home Office. And between that situation and the possibility of appeals moving forward, no one should think that this litigation is going away anytime soon.
Certainly, allowing individuals to challenge deportation to Rwanda would undermine the government's claim that the policy would deter them from trying to get to the UK in the first place. This year, the number of people making the short but dangerous crossing from France is up more than a third, at around 45,000 people. Speaking in Latvia, Britain's Prime Minister welcomed the ruling.
What I want to deliver is a system whereby if you come to the UK illegally, you will not have the right to stay, and we will be able to return you to your own country if it's safe, or a safe alternative like Rwanda. That's a common sense position, I think, of the vast majority of the British public. It's my position, and that's what I want to deliver as Prime Minister.
The various organisations who are challenging the government policy have, of course, expressed their deep disappointment at this ruling, but they're also saying that the road is far from run. On an individual basis, asylum seekers will still be able to challenge their deportations to Rwanda, and as far as a generic decision is concerned, there may well be grounds for appeal.
I welcome the judgment from the High Court today.
The British Home Secretary has in the past called for Britain to leave the European Convention on Human Rights to allow it more freedom to act. If any appeal against this ruling were to succeed in the European Court, it would leave her colleague, the Prime Minister, who studiously avoided that question, with a difficult decision to make. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.